In studio with us now is John McCarthy, our city administrator in Dundas. I shouldn't say our, I should say there. I guess I'm not part of Dundas, but I feel at home whenever I go to Dundas, well, John.
Good morning, Jeff. We hope everybody feels at home when they're in Dundas.
Go out for dinner. Great. I go to the Dukes game or something. I just like a home away from home.
That's a great place to be.
Friendly people in Dundas. Now let's talk about last night's city council meeting. The big thing on the agenda has been the big thing that's on Northfield's agenda recently as well, and that is the Civic Center. And in one of the financing arms of the Civic Center is a 0.5% additional sales tax in Northfield and maybe Dundas. You know, of course, the voters have to vote on both of these, but let's talk about Dundas and your side, because that was discussed last night and action was taken on that.
That's correct. The council did approve the sending the 0.5-cent sales tax to the voters at the November election last night, but there was a lot of discussion prior to that. Pretty much unanimously, the council did vote unanimously for it. They indicated very, very clearly that they support the idea. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the area. But all of the council members present did express a lot of concern about what they viewed as a lack of preparation by the supporting members and a lack of financial commitment up front, and so there was a lot of concern expressed about that.
Explain what was the where were the concerns lying?
Well, I think the concerns, you know, as was explained in the previous council meeting, and has been explained, is the group trying to create this opportunity, they explained very clearly that they have been working on it for several years. In fact, I think the number 15 has been used in some cases. And then at the previous meeting, the council had asked one of their representatives is how much money they've raised toward the new facility. And the member did indicate that they'd raised $30,000. And was, you know, there was a lot of expression of concern about the quote-unquote commitment to raise $3.5 million by a date certain, to help to basically support the facility and to help help the public and help the taxpayers. So there was a considerable amount of concern. You know, where are you going to raise the money? What happens if you don't raise the money? This is, you know, you've been involved this long. How come you haven't done a better job of getting a financial commitment toward a new facility?
All right. Once again, John McCarthy with us from the city of Dundas. What were the other concerns you mentioned along with the fundraising?
Well, I think there was some concern about some of the changes since it first came to council. The fact that it was originally indicated that sales taxes would raise about $7 million of the product, and now it's looks like sales taxes are being slated to raise about $18 million in that general neighborhood of the project. And not that was concerned, but just that the process seemed to change as it went along.
Evidently, that has changed, because I'm not aware of that. That the sales tax is $18 million? Are you sure you have that right?
I've got that very correct.
Okay.
That is just a projection, just as the $7 million was a projection. Mm-hmm. But the original financial figures were based on a sales tax. I believe were based on a sales tax increase of possibly 1% a year, revenue from sales tax 1% a year, and it's most likely more reasonable to believe that sales taxes are going to increase by more than 1% a year, just as a price inflationary item. If prices go up 2%, sales taxes are also going to go up 2%. So if prices go up 3%, sales taxes are going to go up 3%.
Okay, that's
So
you're talking dollars and not percentage of tax. Okay, is that correct?
I'm talking about dollars. So of the something like 20 some million dollars to be raised, mm-hmm. it's now projected that sales taxes could raise up to, I believe Northfield's commitment is, Dunn is committed to raising a total of up to $3.5 million. Northfield's commitment, I believe, is a little bit more, but of that $3.5 million for Dundas, $1 million would go to the city of Dundas for capital improvements, for park capital improvements, and $2.5 million would go to the revenue of the offsetting the bond costs, where, you know, Northfield is proportionally higher.
Now, getting back to the 0.5% sales tax rate.
Right.
That, to my understanding, is by law, state of Minnesota law, the maximum that you could be done. Is that correct? The maximum that a local municipality could raise a sales tax.
As far as I know, that's
correct. Yeah, where are we getting 2-4% increase?
Well, that would be the increase. Just as prices increase, the sales tax revenue is going to increase.
So it's not the sales tax does not increase, the sales tax revenue increases.
Okay, correct.
Sure.
I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear enough.
Yep.
So, basically the original projections were based on an increase of about 1% a year in sales tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And more recent projections, Northfield went back and had their financial folks revise the projections, and it indicates that that around 4%, maybe around a 4% annual increase, may be more in line with what really is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't say that either Dundas or Northfield is going to be committed to that much, but the based on a 4% annual growth, it appears that there will be enough revenue generated in the city of Dundas to support about $2.5 million to the facility for the bond repayment.
All right. So you did vote, let's just turn this over to the voters and let them decide.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All
Council
right.
did vote that way. And then, of course, even after that, the process still has to go through the state legislature. So, even if the voters vote for it and everything goes forward, it still has one more hurdle to pass before that can be instituted.
Yeah, it has to be approved by the legislature. All right, let's move on. It is road construction season.
It is road construction season, right.
It's not winter, I know that. You have, and of course there's a lot of bonding to do for not just road construction, but whatever projects the city has to do. And bonds were another topic on the agenda last night.
Right, they were. And the city did authorize the sale of bonds. The city received bids on their construction bonds, or CIP bonds, yesterday, primarily for road construction, but part of them, part of the revenue will be used to assist with the construction of the pedestrian underpass that the city is partnering with Northfield and Rice County and Bridgewater Township to go underneath County Road 1 as part of the new construction. Part of it is a relocation of what's called a pressure relief valve, which is located along County Road 1, and the relocation was triggered by the fact that our current piece of equipment is going to have to be moved because of the road construction. So there's two road construction projects, also is Stafford Road and Cannon Road, and in fact the As far as I know, as we speak, the work should be started on Cannon Road. That was closed yesterday, and the equipment was supposed to be starting to work this morning. So, we expect that to be done within about a month. The road project to be completed within about a month. So, we're very happy with the bond issues. Interest rates came in a little bit lower, about 30 basis points, which is about 0.3%. So So it's about, you know, about 0.3% less than we expected, and that's going to be a significant savings over the period of time for the city.
All right. So. Well, good deal. Good
it's a great deal,
like
I think.
That. Let's get a comment on the County Road 1, the construction. I know Dundas is only one part of multi-government and everything, but you guys have kind of the front row seat.
We've got a front row seat, definitely.
Is everything look like is on schedule and everything? And
as far as I know, everything's on schedule. There have been a few little glitches, as there always are with major construction projects, but all the reports I get is everything is going along good. A lot of dissatisfaction with the detours, but that's that's part of your road detours are going to have unfortunately with a extensive project like this that really serves a residential area that basically has no other access to the outside world, both in Bridgewater Township and the city of Dundas than County Road 1. It's difficult to provide a reasonable access to the to the folks, but I think the county's done a good job of providing the opportunity there. It's just that some people, because of their rush to get to things, and may not be taking advantage of or maybe don't appreciate the opportunity, and especially the opportunity that the new road's going to offer them as far as ease of transportation and safety. I think it's going to be great.
Sound kind of like a long-winded way of stop calling me.
The county's done a good job, and I think people have some legitimate concerns, but it's difficult to really make that an easy detour.
Yeah, there's no way around it. There's not a lot of roads that go in or out of there, as you had mentioned before. And we've been kind of fortunate in that we've had a lot of rain, but just the way it's been spread out a little bit, it hasn't really had, the way it looks, too much effect on the road construction season. Because we've got a road torn up right down here, John. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yes.
They're kind of torn up everywhere.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, John?
That's probably about it. We're just busy on our budget process, and hopefully we'll be able to put something together that will be offering great services to the city at a reasonable price.
All right. John, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator. Jeff, getting out of here, I'd like to thank our guest today for coming in along with John McCarthy. We also had Superintendent Matt Hillman of the Northfield School District, and these interviews will be available online at kymnradio.net.